old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Glad to have you with us on this Monday. I feel like this is like the first moment of the day we've had a chance to catch our breath. What a weekend. College basketball. Coach K, bye-bye. A lot of NFL news. Calvin Ridley now apparently got caught betting on games. Chris will have details, I think, coming up. Before it gets too late, it is 7 minutes past the hour.
Whoa.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Tonight in college hoops, we got two tickets that'll get punched to the big dance. Sun Belt Conference Championship, Louisiana against Georgia State at 7 o'clock on the Deuce. SoCon is Furman against UT Chattanooga, same time, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley has been suspended for the 2022 season for betting on games in November of 2021. And three franchise tags applied today. Chiefs tagging Orlando Brown Jr., Browns doing tight end David Njoku, and Bengals tag safety Jesse Bates.
And it looks like Chris Godwin will at least initially be tagged by the Buccaneers.
And that deadline's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow at 4 o'clock while they work out a long-term deal.
Thirsty Nick sent in a baby of Thirsty Nick Jr. It was just born.
Nice.
He loves the show. It's a good-looking kid you got there, Thirsty Nick. Congratulations on that. Just moved here, guy says Harry Carey's incident last week should make the Sunshine State Twitter police tomorrow. We'll see.
What a head of hair on Thirsty Nick Jr.
I know.
Wow.
Kentucky Tim reporting on a story about a 5-year-old in Florida knocking a teacher unconscious. I suffer a school in Lexington, Kentucky, where a kindergarten kicked his female teacher in the shin, dropped her to a knee, pulled her hair, and stabbed her in the arm with a pencil so things can happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord. And Pittsburgh John.
Is that Rosemary's Baby? Holy cow. Jeez.
Intrigued by Chris's tease at the beginning of the show 2 hours ago. Chris is starting to put together the field of 64 for our texter bracketology. And I saw the list. It's like 85 names. He's got to get to 64. Somebody's gonna be. But you did tease a tasty 5-12 seed, and Pittsburgh John is very curious about what that is.
Yeah,
I don't think he can reveal.
Maybe it could
it
be
now,
one of his buddies.
I can't reveal anything. All I can say is the 5-12 matchups. That's in the real tournament. They're the ones that everybody's most looking forward to.
You're gonna have an honorable mention list?
Nope.
No, nothing like that. Okay,
nope.
So it's strictly.
We could do. Pete, you're right. We could do these teams just missed. Like we'll be talking about Indiana.
Like
the day
who's
after.
The Indiana?
But that'd be a lot because again, only 4% of you are going to make this tournament, and it's based on everything. It's not just your texture name. It's a lot of other stuff.
And the reason it's 4%, we got 1,500 of you have texture names. Yeah. We got 64 spots. So,
betting on football, it's from the NFL. All NFL personnel prohibited from placing, soliciting, or facilitating any bet, whether directly or indirectly, through a third party or any NFL game, practice, or other event. This includes betting on game outcome, statistics, score, performance of any individual participant, or any kind of proposition bet on which wagering is offered.
All right. Jabba the Butt just got a cat. He named it Rick Church.
Now, Calvin Ridley.
All right,
he just tweeted.
He just tweeted this out.
Calvin Ridley just tweeted this out. It's confirmed. Adam Schefter has got a blue check mark. Calvin Ridley, I bet 1,500 total. I don't have a gambling problem. He just tweeted it out. I just retweeted it.
Man, that's some large.
Well, no. First of all, no one ever said you had a
problem.
No one ever said you had a problem.
No,
I just you can't bet on the sport.
Yeah.
So $1,500 cost him $12 million or whatever.
Whatever he makes.
Just
throwing
out a number.
I don't know what he makes.
Oh, that's a loss. That's a big loss. Toothbrush says the Falcons will be calling Julio Jones to come back. You know where I stand on that.
This is unbelievable. I learned my LS lesson March 6th.
Yes,
it says LS. I'm assuming that's lesson. And then he said, Again, the last three tweets in the last 3 minutes. I bet, for the last 10 minutes. I bet 1,500 total. I don't have a gambling problem. 5 minutes ago, I couldn't even watch football at that point. 1 minute ago, just going to be more healthy when I come back.
Remember, he took a leave of absence, correct?
Mental health.
For mental issues?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mental health?
Mm-hmm.
And so he went home and started gambling?
Well, I don't know how
much. He's got to do something.
Jeez. I don't understand why he's tweeting this stuff out, man. You just don't do it.
He's trying to have full disclosure so people don't think, you know, he's got a problem. He's going to try and play it off as a one-time one-off. I don't know if that helps his case or not.
Packerbacker says, are you doing region names, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
What do we call on the four regions?
We have the Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Naples, and Bonita Springs region.
And we're just naming that. If the Texers aren't from that area, you have no way of knowing.
Well, it's like anything else. You could be in the Fort Myers area and you get
maybe
sent out.
Maybe you're from Fort Myers,
you get shipped out to another region.
Unfortunately, somebody else is like, I'm not giving anything away. Those are our regions.
Fort Myers, Cape Coral, what?
Naples,
and
Bonita Springs.
Okay.
It was down to Bonita Springs or Lehigh as my two regions, but I wanted to go.
No, Estero, huh?
No, Estero's a village.
Okay.
Actually, it is.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I know.
Correct.
But I would think most of the Estero people would be in the Bonita Springs bracket. I mean, technically.
I don't know. Like, if you're where our studios are, right?
Yeah.
Just north of Corkscrew. I would say that'd be closer to South Fort Myers than Bonita Springs. Even though technically it's Estero and you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think you have to get south of Coconut Point Mall before you can technically be Bonita Springs.
Okay. I agree. You got to get closer to the dog track. Yeah. Right.
Which Coconut Point Mall, on all their initial pamphlets, their flyers, all their stuff,
what are they called?
They had Bonita Springs as their location. The village of Estero shut that down.
Yeah, that's Estero territory.
That is territory.
Okay.
Yeah.
More coming in about Calvin. Mark Maskey, the NFL was informed of Calvin Ridley's parlay bets by the Genius Sports Group. Genius handles the NFL's data and monitoring. Oh,
that's
Calvin.
That's insider information. Why is he caving with all this info? Oh, I guess we already know. The NFL already knows.
Of course. The NFL determined that Calvin Ridley made legal parlay bets on his phone while in
Florida,
including some involving the Falcons. He bet on the Falcons, not against them, according to that source.
So that means he bet on the Falcons to cover a fairly large spread against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. I share that in common with Calvin Ridley. We were on losing sides of that bet. How about that?
If I remember, I took the under.
I believe you did.
The line was only, like 7.5 or something like that?
7.5 is a lot of points in the NFL.
No, I know, but it was.
That's a lot of points in the NFL.
I know.
I would venture to say 75% of the games are under a touchdown in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel. Dutch Oven with an interesting question. Brittany Griner or Calvin Ridley, who is dumber? I initially would say Brittany Griner because you don't go into a Russian airport with illegal drugs trying to fly out during a war. But then again, Calvin Ridley lost millions of dollars. So I don't know. It depends what's more. Your freedom? Going to a Russian jail? Or losing $12 million?
Pats were a 7-point favorite in that game. Okay. The total was 47.
Couple of people confirming that he did indeed, Calvin Ridley, gambled on the Falcons. The NFL statement says the investigation, quote, uncovered no evidence indicating any inside information was used or that any game was compromised in any way. Which is tough, like you said. With 25-0, it's tough to compromise that.
Yeah.
Unless you deliberately saw Falcon players fumble or something on purpose or whatever, and there wasn't anything like that. It's kind of a boring game, if I remember.
Yeah, I've got the stuff, the play-by-play up right here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Falcons missed a field goal in the first quarter.
Fix.
That would have made it 10-3. I mean, the one touchdown that they gave up in the second half was a pick six late in the game. Very late in the game.
Matty Ice. Are you saying Matty Ice suspicious?
No, I'm just saying it was a boring game. I do remember that it was a very boring game. Like most Thursday night games.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take that back.
The time I remember where to me it was obvious, and I was covering a Bruins game. It must have been, I don't know, 90, I don't know when the hell it was, early 2000s. And Boston College is playing Pittsburgh on Thursday night football. And all of a sudden, we're watching, we got the football game on. The Bruins didn't have a good team that year, whatever it was. And I'm looking up a score. I'm like, and BC, I think, was favored by like 14.5. Pittsburgh wasn't that good. And I'm going, what? What's going on here? And they're at the Heights at Alumni Hall, at Alumni Stadium. And anyway, I went, what the hell is going on? Everything that it was crazy. Like, remember in Blue Chips when they found out, they went back and looked at the tape and say, oh, he was tricking.
Yeah.
It was like that. Anyway, they got nailed, a couple kids. It was like two or three kids on the team. They got nailed for it. Wow. But it was so obvious what was going on. Blatantly obvious.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to be going back and looking at these games.
Well, again, if it's just that one stretch, which I kind of find hard to believe, don't you? That it was just that one 5-day stretch. That he only placed, what, a couple of bets?
How about that?
On that one game where they lost 25-0?
How about that's the only one they know about? You don't
That's
really,
what I mean.
You don't really put $1,500 like one weekend out of the blue and have never done it before or never do it again after, do you?
Probably not.
Chances are high, probably not.
But he used, as I said, he used Genius Sports Group. Genius handles the NFL's data and monitoring. Just
tough deal. I don't remember anything else spectacular about that. I mean, again, it was a blowout game. Interesting.
Yep.
Another NFL news, in case you missed it here.
What? Betting on other sports, all NFL personnel other than players are further prohibited from placing, soliciting, or facilitating bets on other professional sports.
Yeah.
But players can bet on other sports.
They can.
Yes, it's just NFL personnel other than players. Okay.
Okay. Just
clarifying. I saw Graziano tweeted that out.
So
you're telling me a play-by-play announcer who works directly for the team can't bet on the NBA? According to that?
Technically, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Graziano tweeted that out.
Tough deal. Seems unfair.
Calvin Ridley, does he play in the USFL now? Stay sharp?
No.
Albert Breer, more on Falcons. He was placed on NFI on November 5th. The bets happened between November 23rd and November 28th. It was a series of less than 10 wagers from his cell phone, including 3, 5, and 8-game parlays. He's going for broke. He did bet on the Falcons, but never against them. So 10 wagers from his cell phone, including 3, 5, and 8-game parlays. Now
I want to know how he got caught. If I make a wager through my phone, nobody on earth would know. How do you get caught?
Well, Genius Sports Group handles the NFL's data and monitoring. Somebody ratted him out.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
Oh, it is real.
It is real. It is real. But now, are we assuming you just bet on football here or college football? Is it just football?
You bet on the NFL.
Was a series of less than 10 wagers from his phone. 3, 5, and 8-game parlays. 8 games.
So somebody who has the integrity of the game in mind ratted him out, said, look, Calvin Ridley's betting here, and somebody turned him in.
Or it's just something that, again, with this site, with this Genius site that handles all that stuff, maybe a red flag comes up every time an NFL, if an NFL name is registered, maybe there's a red flag through it based on, I don't know.
But they're just an information source. They're not a betting source, right? Am I misunderstanding this?
No, they're
I never heard of them as a betting source. So you've told me they're an information source.
Genius Sports Group is.
I'm going to have to look this up. Why don't I do that? Genius Sports Group?
Yep.
So do they take bets themselves? Or are they
I believe they do. Hang on, I'm looking it up right now.
Genius Sports.
Man, this is... So anyway,
They do have a sports book.
Yeah, they do have a sports book.
Yep. They got everything.
They got everything.
Media, information, tech.
It's funny, they don't have their own Twitter account, though.
Trying to keep a low profile.
I get it. Oh, build and run your own sports book.
February of 2021.
Hold on, you just got Chris, like, we just lost Chris forever.
February of 2021.
I can be the house?
You can be the guy.
Yes!
You can be the guy.
Love being the house.
Genius Sports Group and WynnBET signed multi-state official data partnership. There you go. So
love being the house.
So Calvin Ridley must have registered his cell phone under Calvin Ridley, and they said, "Whoa, this is we don't want to get caught with any funny business." This guy, they ratted him out for their own sake. Because if word gets out that they were taking bets from NFL players, that makes them look bad too. So that's how he got ratted out.
Roger Sherman. Calvin Ridley bet $1,500 and lost $10 million. Those are the worst odds in gambling history. Yeah, because that's what he's guaranteed this year. Adam Schefter. NFL determined Calvin Ridley placed multi-leg parlays, bets involving 3, 5, and 8 games. That included the Falcons to win, per source. Investigation determined there was no involvement from any team players, coaches, etc., placed via his mobile device out of state.
Chicago texting in, you need to register your social security number with these sites. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's how he got caught.
Yep. Mm.
Not very smart, is it?
So how did Calvin really get busted? Albert Breer, he was in Florida and used the only gambling app legal in the state. The app notified a compliance company the NFL has hired called Genius for this kind of thing that he was out of state was a factor in Ridley's activity being flagged.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, out of
state. So this is when it was legal.
Yeah.
So he was using the Hard Rock.
Hard Rock, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. That makes sense now.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the NFL made it clear they'd be able to work with their gambling partners to gather information on potential violations by players and team employees, and that's how Calvin Ridley was caught.
Didn't the Falcons issue a memo to all players? Hey, here's what's going on. This is a new, fast-moving development with legalized sports betting. Don't do it. Of course, he wasn't with the team because he was out on with mental problems. Maybe he didn't get the memo. Can't claim ignorance, though.
Huh. By the way, Richard Sherman just pled guilty to first-degree negligent driving and second-degree criminal trespass, a criminal infraction of speeding in a roadway construction zone. Had to pay $2,500 in court fees and remain under court supervision for up to 2 years.
Was that the same incident where he banged on his in-law's door in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Purple Pirate says, let them gamble, but with Bitcoin, Odell loves that. By the way, the Rams are interested in signing Odell. However, Von Miller has given some indications he would like to return to Denver. He got his ring. Now he'd like to go back to Denver. Didn't he say he was going to be in L.A. forever? I don't know.
Dan, the bets were placed with the Hard Rock Sportsbook app. The activity was flagged and reported to Genius Sports, the firm that handles sports betting data and info for the NFL.
All right, so we got to the bottom of it. Yeah. It only took us 20 minutes. Yeah. We got it.
It's reporting.
That is live.
That's how you report.
Instant reporting. All right. While we continue to digest this, don't forget we got Wikipedia coming up in a little bit. And
Calvin Ridley.
Also, we had a little rain shower. Rain in East I 75. A little pop-up afternoon. More of that coming. And then you know what's coming? Going to get closer to that H season. June 1st is around the corner. Be ready for everything. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, will take care of it. House insurance, flood insurance, car insurance, everything. Bundle and save. That means pay less, get better coverage. I gave Damon Brist all my policies. You should do the same. Protect everything you own. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Still one of the fastest growing agents in the country, but a local guy right here in Southwest Florida that you could talk to, you can meet in person, and you can trust. Be ready for what's coming. Everything. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman at Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Got Wikipedia coming up. You want to jump on the phone? It's 239-337-ESPN. Talking a lot about Calvin Ridley getting busted for betting on NFL games. However, let us go to the phones and talk with Kathleen. Her Wisconsin Badgers, a tough loss to the hottest team in the Big Ten over the weekend in Nebraska all of a sudden. Kathleen, welcome. How are you? What
the hell's going on over there?
I don't know, but I'm not very happy. So I was in Palm Beach this weekend, and while I was there, I made my friends, when we were out to dinner, turn so I could watch the North Carolina Duke game.
Yeah.
And then they were at the beach, and I went for a walk so I could listen to the Indiana Purdue game for my friends.
Thank you for your support. Thanks for your support.
Anyway, but Nebraska basically had to take out Johnny Davis in order to beat us.
By the way, what's the latest on him? That injury could be serious, right?
Don't know yet.
Greg Gard said he'll be okay to come back for the tournament.
Okay, basically. Good. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So just want to talk about that. And I also made my girlfriends like, we have to drive back so I can get back at 2 o'clock to watch my game. Oh, I wish I had them because it just made me in a bad mood. And I just want to just to Chris, I'm just going to throw this out there on behalf of Sean, me, Otis, Wig.
Oh, geez.
Just some consideration, if it's only great texter names, just to give us some consideration, because we don't have great texter names.
Well, it's not just about texter names.
Yeah, you guys are very impactful on the show. Yeah.
There's not just one qualification
variable.
There's multiple variables. It's an entire resume that gets you in or keeps you out.
Okay, good to know. I think that's a great explanation. So, great. I can't wait. Have fun with it. And thanks, you guys, for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen. Safe travels. Yes. And if anybody's unhappy with the brackets, it's all Chris. Selection committee of one. You know, every time we have, for example, the college football playoff committee meets each week and we criticize them for the rankings. And then we criticize the NCAA basketball tournament selection committee the day after for who they left out, Indiana. Then Chris is that guy. A party of one. Look, he showed me and Pete the list. We got 1,400 texter names, and we have deduced that 64 of the 1,500, that's about 4.5% that will get in. And he said he's got it pared down to about 80. Still has some trimming to do to find 64 names, and there will not be an NIT. Or what's that other one?
There will not be an NIT, the CBI, whatever it is, and... Yeah, so it's going to be, I don't know if this week will, does this week count for influencing
Oh, could
Chris?
Somebody have a really strong text, for example?
Could a person who wins a conference tournament sneak into this thing and knock somebody out?
For example, Thirsty Nick is driving hard to the hoop. He says, look, Thirsty Nick, here's his resume. Great show impact, great name. Great name, origin story, quad one wins, quality quad two road loss, new child and a solid resume. Thirsty Nick's got a good point.
I've got 82 names written down here.
So we only have to trim 18 off
of
that list.
Dutch Oven says, you know, would make it fun and take out a favorite to let the winners of the actual tournament dictate who comes out and wins this tournament. Well, that's what's the voters are going to.
Yeah, you guys
are going to
vote. All of the audience is going to vote. Chris is just picking the 64. He's just setting the field.
We're setting the field. You guys are going to decide who wins.
I kind of want to take a look at your bubble list. See, maybe I can help you out.
Okay, setting this up. I don't have an actual bubble. Okay. So all of our texter names.
So all 80 whatever have an equal chance right now.
They're just in alphabetical order right now.
Okay. All
right. So if your name starts with a W.
Right.
Like
Wig.
The way my list is right now, the way it would look is like, oh, that person is on the bubble.
Okay. But that's not the case.
Maybe not the case. Maybe it is the case. Maybe it's not the case. But I couldn't go through and like it. It was going to take too long to actually seed everybody.
How about
this,
though?
It's just going to be
Purple Pirate with an interesting text. I can't win a Wikipedia to be one of the last four in. Like, does that could be something?
No, because our voting is going to be open for an additional round, and this is already going to be like a 5-week thing on air.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to make it 6 weeks on air.
No play in games, Dookie Drawers. The 64 is it.
We don't have that.
Right. Okay.
Although if we were going to have a play in game, that would be the Lehigh region.
Oh. Although, listen, Chris is human. I mean, if you have a home run text or call in the next day,
it
might stick in his brain when he's going down the list. I'm just saying.
Could affect seeding.
Could affect seeding. Well, I don't know. Chris sounds like he's going to mail in the seeding.
Not mail it in, but like, don't take offense to it.
Okay.
Just because you're a 15 seed doesn't mean that you're like a bottom 50. You're not in the top 50 of texters. It's just the way that the
if you're a good
crumbles.
Texter and you're a 15 seed, maybe that'll help you.
Combine guy says, I never pick combine guy. Please change to football guy and get me in. No.
You're combine
guy. No, you're combine guy.
Asking to have your name change actually hurts your case.
Yes, it does.
Actually, combine guy, since I'm the selection committee and I love the combine, that does more for you than being football guy.
Yeah. High def guy says, how about being the only texter who listens on high def daily?
Really?
Okay.
All right. How do we sound? By the way, testing. How do we sound at high def? Poor Charlotte Joe. If I don't make the cut, can I bet parlays?
No, Dutch Oven and Texas could vote on seeding. No, because you'd all vote for yourselves to be number one.
It would just take too long. We're trying to simplify this into like a 4-week deal.
And the winner gets to come on the show with us.
And you get to do it.
Or an hour.
Co-host for an hour or
20
whatever.
Minutes. 10, half a day, really. Beer League Hockey says, damn, you're a good looking dude, Chris.
Wow, here we go.
Combine guy says, I love combine guy.
See, you swayed him.
Mexico City, where can we submit our entry video?
maybe next year we'll do that. We'll get more advanced.
Too much.
I don't know. We're trying to keep it simple.
Do we know who our first ever texter to this show was?
Dopey.
Specifically?
Dopey.
I think it was Dopey.
First
name guy was Dopey.
No clue. And they've redone the platform, so even if I wanted to scroll back, I couldn't scroll back that far.
Yeah.
Remember, our platform used to be a little different.
Yeah.
It was better, I think.
I'm sure the first text was, who is this Sheeman guy?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Why is he singing?
Yeah. I sang One Shining Moment on my first show. It was the Monday of the championship game.
Good news for Atlanta. The Falcons were approximately $7.1 million over the cap entering today. With Calvin Ridley's suspension, his $11.1 million salary comes off the books and tolls to 2023. So Atlanta's now under the cap. So that's one way to free up some room.
Wow. That's a bright spot.
There you go.
Tomfoolery says, I hope we don't have to take a urine test to participate. No.
No. This is radio.
You're good.
We don't do that. In fact, I prefer steroids. I'd prefer you juicing.
Paratroop, I'll never diss Miley again. Just put me in the field.
Yeah. No, you've already done it.
You have.
You've already did it.
Superfan 239 says, how about the only fan of Wyoming? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cul-de-sac showing pictures of his kid's blistered hand. How about some sympathy placement? My kid touched the stove.
Oh,
you know what? Here's my feeling on kids touching stoves.
Ow!
They'll only do it once.
Oh,
they'll only do it once.
I must have been.
But that's a bad one.
You know how you remember,
I feel terrible for the kid.
You know how I remember stupid little thing? I touched the stove once. I must have been 4 or 5 years old, right? And I specifically went up. My mother was making cookies. I'll never forget it.
Uh-huh.
Typical, like it's like, and I went to grab one and I missed and I hit the stovetop. My index finger and my middle finger. She didn't know I did. I ran out, had my hands over my mouth. I was not yet crying. I was kind of in shock. It hurt so much.
It does take a delay.
My fingers in my mouth as I'm running to the bathroom on the other side of the house so she doesn't know what's going on. Run my hand under the water. As soon as it never stopped unless the water was constantly running on it. So what do? I'll never forget this. I look under the counter for in the bathroom, and, you know, off repellent mosquito.
No.
You
know, like bug spray.
I took the bug spray.
Deet.
And I was five, and I it's the only thing that was there, and I sprayed my two fingers with it. That didn't work.
You didn't put that back in your mouth, did you?
No. But I stuck it back under the water, and then probably it took about a half hour.
Oh, I bet it was
dangerous. I had mini blisters. Not too bad. It could have been worse.
That kid looks about about my youngest kid's age.
Yeah.
And that is just, you can't explain to him that the pain's going to go away. And, oh, that's just, oh, I feel. It's one thing when a kid that gets it does it. It's
right.
Little kid, you feel bad for that.
Yep.
Don't like to see that.
Chicken Salad says, I wonder who Craig is going to label as ceiling five in our tournament. I don't know yet. Who is the George out there? Country Sucks says, like Craig, I don't have an accent from Indiana, so I would be great on the radio if he ended up winning. Country Sucks. Let's see.
Moon River says, put mustard on the blistered. I've heard toothpaste.
I've heard toothpaste,
I've
too.
I've never heard mustard.
Or toothpaste for bee sting, too, I heard.
Really?
I think. Yeah.
I think that's urine.
I heard meat seasoning and or urine for stingray bite. Yeah.
Meat seasoning?
Yeah.
Like barbecue?
Tenderizer. Yeah. No, like
acid?
No, the powdery stuff you put on
baking
your...
soda.
Never mind.
Did you read Biofreeze?
Flour?
Biofreeze. Did you read this one yet?
You ever sprinkle a meat seasoning on a steak before you throw it on a grill?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. No, that's actually a grill. You've seen. You must have it.
That's supposed to work on stingray bites.
You must have grilling. It looks like a regular seasoned thing, like onion powder or something. Just it's usually grilling.
No, never.
I bet you do. Roses. You have a spice rack, right? You must have a pretty big spice rack. I bet it's in there.
Yeah, but everything has a name. It's not just meat seasoning.
Well, it's just a fancy name. I'll bet you have something like that.
It doesn't sound very fancy.
It's just meat. Stuff you may want, may not want to put it on me.
Toothpaste for a pimple, too. That'll draw all the moisture out.
And a mosquito itch, apparently.
It'll dry it out.
Yep. Toothpaste.
Yep.
Biofreeze have been around for multiple FM station changes. Miley's my girl. Dopey is dope. And Icy Hot is Tiger Bomb's little brother. But none of them can tough daddy Biofreeze.
Like Montreal season.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Sprinkle Roses and Bedroom Just, guy took his wife golfing.
What in the meat seasoning? You said white.
I did not say white.
No.
Yeah, I said like powdery.
I said that. No, you immediately went powder like.
No.
No.
It looks like a combination of.
So like McCormick.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Grill, thank you. That was a long exercise to get to the bottom of the point.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay. So the answer is yes.
You said meat seasoning. Like it was.
But that's what it is for steaks.
Steak seasoning.
And the pork, I guess you could use it.
That was painful.
God. Not painful.
That was almost as painful as
relax.
Me
you see,
that
for
Coach K didn't shake hands at the end of the game when he clearly did.
I'm glad you brought it up because I was about to.
I know. Mad Dog 2020 says, I realize I'm a lock to win the whole thing, but my life's too good at this point. I relinquish my spot to someone less deserving.
Oh, Natty, you didn't do this. When I was in eighth grade, I went to make mozzarella sticks. Oil got too hot, so I decided to put the hot pot under cold water. Oh, nuclear oil explosion.
Yeah.
Hence, oil and water.
Dookie Drawers has some Jordan 4s for you, Chris. Hook me up, and I'll hook you up.
There'll be no bribes accepted for this contest.
The hell there won't. Payola don't count on this.
And yet.
Meat tenderizers, not seasoning. Oh, God. Let's.
All right, we're splitting hairs.
You said tenderizing. You did.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. I thought
seasoning.
It was some sort of powder that you put on that tenderizes the meat.
How come Pete knew exactly what I was
talking
about?
Well, I knew McCormick. That's exactly. I couldn't think of McCormick.
I had no clue.
Okay, tenderizing and seasoning, yes. Technically, it's different. Okay, yes. You're not doing a rub on the meat.
But you knew what I was talking about.
I knew exactly what you're talking about.
Well, if you use the right word, then yes.
I couldn't
would have
think
known
of McCormick.
Exactly
I couldn't think
what
of the brand.
Talking
I couldn't
about.
Think of the brand. These but I know you had it.
These things that come out of our mouth, they mean things. They all
not
have
really.
Different meanings, and you need to apply the proper one to what you're trying to describe in order for me to internalize your words and know what you're talking about.
Didn't you
That's
tell
a
me?
Lot of alliteration for just like that absolute ridiculous thing about McCormick steak seasoning.
Didn't you tell me like you had to leave during this segment for something? Wait, are you still here? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I did. I had to go send an email that I thought I sent this morning.
Green Falcon says, oh, wow, Pete, my son as a toddler pulled a cup of McDonald's coffee off the table and scorched his fingers and his groin. One of the worst feelings ever as a parent. Worst thing about it was I went over to the exact scenario in my head before I put the tray down. I thought I had to put it where he couldn't reach it. And, you know, those kids are quick.
They are quick.
That could happen. That could happen.
Yep.
All right.
You're late.
Okay.
On this day in history.
Actually, no. Well, here's how this started.
Hey, this is fun.
This is there's a story behind this.
Really?
So I was I look for ideas to tie into the date or whatever for Wikipedia, which is brought to you by Biggie's Place in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I started off, this was Lynn Swann's birthday.
Swan.
So I started to do Hall of Fame wide receivers. And it became too much work. So I quickly broadened it.
Eight questions.
General NFL trivia. All serve all, come all. It's anything. Not just specific. I mean, after Lynn Swann threw Calvin Johnson, I got bored. So I came up with these questions instead. It's football only. Call number 9.
Jerry Rice couldn't get any of them, huh?
We ran out of time. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. You can play Wikipedia and win. Brought to you by Biggie's Place. As Homie the Clown says, this is why I love the show, on how fast off the rails you guys go. Caller 9, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, it's brought to you by Biggie's Place. That's what's on the line here. And, I see Cocoa Puffs was caller 80 texted in. He's very upset. Caller number 9, someone we just talked to recently. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Kathleen to the program. Kathleen, welcome back.
Kathleen. You guys, it's so funny because, you know, I listen on the app and sometimes, I don't know, you know, the phone because I'm delayed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Worked out for me today.
All right. It's all looking good. It's going to be just kind of general NFL trivia here today. As you know, the first 1 to 3 correct answers is the winner. And Kathleen, you get to go first. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number 1. Name the only team in the NFL without a logo on the helmet.
The Washington football team.
The Browns was the correct answer there.
Oh, God.
Pete Shepard, this one's a little harder.
Of course, I mean, they have numbers on their helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, the new ones do?
No, I think there's W on the new ones.
See?
Okay.
Yeah, the Washington one.
Yeah. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The first team to put a logo on the helmet. This would be the post-leather helmet era. It's going to be a total guess.
I will say Chicago Bears.
No, Kathleen, chance to steal. Can you tell me the first team to put a logo on the helmet?
Green Bay Packers.
No, it was actually the Rams. Mm-hmm. All right.
What city were they in then?
Los Angeles.
That might have been St. Louis.
Yeah.
It might have been St. Louis Rams.
Not
the St. Louis Rams.
They've been Arizona.
No.
Anyway, you're bugging down the show on irrelevant information. Let's move on.
I think it was Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. Back to Kathleen.
Okay.
Wide receivers and defensive backs use gloves in today's game because of the banning of what substance back in the day? What was the name of the substance that used to help them catch footballs?
I have no idea.
Pete?
Stick'em.
It was called Stick'em.
That's all I was looking for.
Remember
Lester Hayes.
Lester Hayes for the Raiders.
I thought there was like some, you know, fancy name for it. Okay.
Nope. All right, Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
The highest score produced by one team in an NFL game. I will accept either the team or the point total if you could come up with it.
I could come up with both. The Washington football team, and I believe it was 72.
That is correct. Yep. It happened in 1966. Nice. Yep. Nicely done.
Nice, Pete.
Thanks.
You have so much useless information tucked away in your head. It's unbelievable. All right. One nothing. This is for Kathleen. Kathleen. How many Super Bowls have the Packers won?
4.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right. We're tied at 1. Pete Shepard,
mm-hmm.
How many times have the Cowboys been to the Super Bowl?
Been to the Super Bowl. Let's see. 3. I am going to say, oh, 9.
That's too high. Kathleen, you have a guess?
I know it.
I'm going to say 7.
8.
I have 5. Now, they won the 3 with Aikman.
3. They won
they
were 3.
They played in 2 against the Steel, with the 5. Staubach era.
They also lost to the Dolphins in 1. That's 6.
Well, hold on. That might have been the
hold
5th
on
one.
Then.
That might have been the 5th one.
No, the 3 that they won in the 90s, plus right. The 2 against the Steelers, that's 5.
Is it 2 against the Steelers?
Yeah, the 76 right. And 78.
Guess what? You're both wrong. Okay. Pete, this is for you.
Whoa. No, you're wrong.
But you're both wrong. You're both wrong.
What? Once again, the question is incorrect.
This is what it said on my little internet I cheated on today. I have to, Chris, could you effort this for me? Let's see if we get it, because we do have a point on the line here. 8.
I do enjoy 8? The controversy.
I know it. What if I won?
Yeah, they played in episode five, jeez.
This isn't.
They played in Super Bowl 5, yeah. Super Bowl 6, Super yeah. Bowl 10, Super Bowl 12, well. Super Bowl 13, Super Bowl 27, Super Bowl 28, and Super Bowl 30.
All right.
I was off by 1.
You were so you were still wrong. You were as wrong yeah. as I was.
Yeah.
You were the most wrong.
It's unacceptable to have a question that
5?
Five, not even close. You're almost half off.
I got to eat that one.
Yeah, like a 62% of the Super Bowls that they played.
Poll question. What's worse, that question or the fact that he mishandled the Krzyzewski handshake?
I had a bad day with Coach K earlier today. All right.
You're upsetting the same fan base there, too. Cowboys and Duke basketball.
Yeah, front runners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Lakers basketball
right.
And Yankee baseball.
Right. And Alabama football. All right.
Yeah.
We are tied at 1. Let's regroup here. We're tied at 1. This next question goes to Kathleen. Kathleen, name the 2 NFL teams that have had perfect regular seasons.
So the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
That's all that really matters.
Oh, I don't... Patriots?
Yes!
Regular season. Yes.
Way to bounce back. All right, Kathleen now has a 2-1 lead. Now, out of sight, out of mind. These questions may be tricky. They may be easy. Pete, this one's for you.
I just want them to be accurate.
They are.
Who is the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Pete Shepard?
Bear down.
Chris's favorite team.
It's got that Eldewey. It's that funky name.
Eldewey?
No, it's no. That's... I forget his name. It's L.
I'm going to need a name.
And
What's his first name?
I forget his first. I just know it's a funky last name. Andrew Liss. I forget how to pronounce his name.
You're drifting further away.
I know, Kathleen,
for the steal and the win. Kathleen, who's the head coach of the Bears?
Well, I know it's just because they're in my division. So it's like Albert Flaff?
Yes.
What about me?
She actually had the right syllables. She's right. She's a winner.
Right syllables?
3-1.
Good job, Kathleen. This is outrageous.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
All right. There we go. All right.
I was close.
No.
I mean,
she was
Coach
close.
K's final game at Cameron Indoor went better than that.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
That was a disaster.
Awful. To be off by 4 Super Bowls.
He was off by 3.
Off by 3. Still.
5 o'clock hours pass. Hopefully it'll be better. Shevin Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.